Okay, today, Be'er Hashem, we're going to continue with the fourth parak of Maseches Beitza in Mishnayos Vav and Zayin. So we will conclude the fourth parak of Maseches Beitza today. So another machlok is about using wood on Yom Tov. Rabbi Eliezer Omer, notel adam kisei mishalafanav lachzos poshinov. You're allowed to take a sliver of wood from the slivers that are in front of you to pick your teeth, because wood that's in the house is not considered muktzah, and you can use it for whatever you want to. Umagabiv menachatzav madlik. You're even allowed to gather slivers of wood from your courtyard and light a fire with them, or use them for any other purpose. You can use it as a match. Whatever is in your chatzar is considered muchan, is not considered muktzah. That you're allowed to gather little pieces of wood only from what's in front of you and use those to light a fire, but you're not allowed to go into your chatzar and pick up pieces of wood, because pieces of wood that are scattered in your chatzar, according to the chachamim, are muktzah. They are not considered to be muchan. Now, says the Mishnah Zayin, this is a very critical halacha, that even though there's no violation of the malacha of Hava'ara on Yom Tov, when you're doing it for the sake of Ochel Nefesh, you're not allowed to create a fire, Yesh Me'ayin. You're not allowed to be molded in Eish by rubbing two stones together, or by digging into hard earth and making sparks, or by holding a magnifying glass, you know, to something in the sun, you know, anything of that nature. You're also not allowed to heat up tiles that are made out of cheres to roast food on them, because the first time you heat it up, you're strengthening the tile, and therefore you are being mesakin mana. You're making a kli. Now, just like Rabbi Lazar said, kula, when it comes to muksa, we have in the last Mishnah, va'oram Rabbi Eliezer. Rabbi Eliezer has another kula, omid adama al muksa erev Shabbos b'shviyus. So a person can stand next to the fruits that are muksa on Friday during the Shemitah year, va'omer mikan ani ochel l'machar. And you can say, I'm going to eat from here tomorrow. So by saying that you can eat some of those fruits, even though you didn't point to specific fruits, you were making all of those fruits, and you're allowed to eat from them on Shabbos. The Chachamim, however, say, no, that's not enough. You have to mark off exactly which area, which fruits you're going to be taking. Otherwise, it's all going to be muktzah, and you're not going to be allowed to use it on Shabbos. So what we learned today is Mishnah Vav. We said that Rabbi Lezer holds you could take a splinter from in front of you to use as a toothpick, and you could even gather any splinter from your chatzar to use as a match, because everything in your chatzar is considered muchan. And the Chum disagreed. The Chum said you could use from the splinters that are in front of you, but you're not allowed to go gathering from the chatzar. Mishnah Zayin, we said you're not allowed to create a new fire, Yesh Me'ayin, and you're not allowed to heat up a cheres tile for the first time to roast on. And Rabbi Eliezer and the Chum disagreed about what you need to do to designate peros on Erev Shabbos during Shemitah to show that you want to eat from it on Shabbos. Rabbi Eliezer said you could just say, I want peros from somewhere here, and that's good enough. Whereas the Chum say that you have to actually mark off from one spot to another. You have to mark off exactly which peros you're interested in eating. Next time, we'll pick up with Perakei Mishnah Aleph.